Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join the OU Women's Initiative at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for Holding On to Faith, a conversation with Helen Rubin and Marlit Wandel, two Holocaust survivors. On a day where we reflect on our national losses, be inspired by their lives and their faith. Sign up at ou.org/women/9days23. The digit 9 days 23. May our morning lead to a rebuilt Beis Hamikdash. May it be speedily in our day. And now for today's perek.
Welcome back, everybody, to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Mishlei, Perek Chaf Aleph, Chapter 21. So let's get right into our learning. Say from Mishlei Perech of Av Pasuk Beis. I know that sounds strange. Why am I not doing Pasuk Av? I don't know. I just highlight certain psukim that speak to me because we obviously can't go through the whole Perek. It's impossible given the time straits, but I guess we just start with Pasuk Av. So I'll amend that. Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, here we go. Palge Mayim Leiv Melech B'yad Hashem Al Kol Asher Yachpots Yatenu. A king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, is streams of water. Steinzelt's Ktuvim, people may believe a particular ruler is stable and reliable. However, just as canals or tributaries are carved and shaped by the owner of the field, so too the heart of kings are entirely in the hand of God. To ever he wishes, he turns it, continues the Pasuk. This is the case, even though the king himself is often unable to sense his change of direction. It's actually a very powerful political statement and political truism that we think, rulers think, and we think that they are in control, and rulers certainly think they're in control of their own destiny. But ultimately, they are in the hands of Hashem, nothing more than streams of water that can be guided by the owner of the field. Very, very powerful. Let's go to Pasuk Beis. Here we go. Kol derech ish yashar be'ena v'tochen libos Hashem. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. He is sure he is pursuing the proper path. However, v'tochen libos Hashem, only Hashem measures and evaluates the content of one's heart. Pasuk Gimel, asot tzedako mishpat nivchar l'Hashem mizavach. He who acts with righteousness and justice is more chosen to God than karbanos. Yes, Hashem desires our karbanos. By the way, this echoes Perek Nun Aleph of Tehillim. Yes, Hashem desires our karbanos, but more than karbanos, he desires the heart of man, and that man acts with righteousness and yashrus and amuna and amistik. That is much better to Hashem than any karban. Aso tzedakol mishpa nivchal Hashem mizavach. Pasuk Vav, moving on. Verse 6, Poal Otsros, once again, Shlomo HaMelech is talking about the topic of the tongue. Very, very, very far-reaching theme in Mishlei, Pasuk Vav. You could see how important Shlomo HaMelech thinks it is, and you can also see how lax people are in it, because if we wouldn't be lax in it, Shlomo would not stress it so many times. Poal Otsros B'lashon Shakar, Hevel Nidaf Mivakshe Maves, making treasures through a false tongue is fleeting vapor. Steinzel's Ktuvim, those who act in a matter that accomplish nothing substantial, on the contrary, they are in effect seekers of death. Poel Otsrots Belashon Shakar, and the tongue speaks falsehood. It is nothing more than fleeting vapor. And actually, they are the ones who are seeking death. Would be wise for us to remember these words of King Shlomo over and over, repetition about the importance of guarding our tongue and watching our tongue. Pasuk Tes, this is fabulous. Tov la sheves al pinas gog, it is better to sit on the corner of a roof. Me'eshes midiyanim chaver. This is an advice that Shlomo Melech is going to give us two times with slightly different wording in this parak. Better to live on the corner of a roof than to reside with a woman of strife in a comfortable home. We're going to come back to that. Pasuk Yud. Nefesh rasha ivisa ra lo yuchan be'enav re'ehu. The soul of the wicked desires evil. Therefore, his friend will never find favor in his eyes. Meaning, someone who is wicked, who desires evil, will never see the good in others. How could he ever see the positive in anyone else if he is a wicked person who desires only evil? Pasuk Yud Gimel. O tem ozno miza'akas dal. He who blocks his ear from the cry of the pauper, gam hu yikra v'lo yaneh, mida keneged mida. Shlomo HaMelech says that he who does not hear the pauper pauper in his time of need, the poor person, in the end of the day, he will call out and he will not be answered. B'midash adam modid, modidino, the way in which a man measures others, so he will be measured. Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17. Ish mechsar ohev simcha, ish mechsar ohev simcha. A man who is lacking is one who enjoys foolishness, laughter, the simcha of hevel havalim, rejoicing. Ohev yayin v'shemen lo ya'ashir, one who loves fine wine and fine oils will never become wealthy. In other words, this pasuk is telling us that someone who likes to party, someone who likes to drink, is a person who is lacking and is a person who will never be wealthy. Pasuk Yud Tes echoes pasuk Tes. Tov Shavas Be'eretz Midbar Me'eshes Midyanim V'cha'as. Woo! It is better to live in a barren desert than to live with a wife, with a woman who is full of strife and anger. We're going to come back to these two psukim. Pasuk of Aleph. Rodev Tzedaka V'chesed. Someone who chases after justice and kindness. Yimtza Chayim Tzedaka V'kavod. Someone who chases after the opportunities to do tzedaka and the opportunities to give and do acts of chesed is someone who will find life for himself. He will find righteousness, justice, charity for himself, and honor for himself. In other words, how is a person honorable? How does a person find life and justice in this world? When he goes out of his way to help and do for others, ultimately it will come back and Hashem will repay him for the way he treated others, which is exactly what we heard in the previous pasuk. Someone who turns his ear, who closes his ear for the outcry of the pauper, eventually will be poor. But someone who chases after the opportunities to give tzedakah and opportunities to do chesed, he himself, Hashem will help him find chayim, tzedakah, and kavod, life and righteousness and honor. Okay, pasuk chav gimel, famous pasuk, chav gimel. Shomer piv uleshono, shomer mitzaras nafsho. Again, look what the focus is on, speech. One who guards his mouth and his tongue is one who is guarding the affliction of his soul. Shlomo HaMelech tells you, you want to know how to have tranquility in life. You want to know how to have peace in life. You want to know how to have success in life. Guard your tongue and your lips. Shomer piv, one who guards his mouth, uleshono, and his tongue, shomer mitzaros nafsho. He will guard his soul from the tzaros, from the afflictions of this world. But never mind the next world. A lying witness will perish, but a man who listens, an insightful person, a person who's able to hear all sides and accept all arguments and judge fairly and listen quietly instead of jumping to conclusions, he eternally will speak. Once again, the idea of using our wisdom, patience, a listening ear to discern the reality, not being so quick to lie, God forbid, to cheat, to speak words of falsehood. Eternity lies in the power of the mouth. Ein chachma pasuk lamed. Ein chachma ve'ein tuvuna ve'ein etza le'neged Hashem. This really relates to what we spoke about yesterday. There is no wisdom. There is no discernment. There is no advice when it is man against God, so to speak, as if one can go against God, so to speak. Steinzelt's Ktuvim, as much as one might try to outsmart God or scheme against him in order to achieve his goals, the will of God will ultimately be fulfilled. Ein chachma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein etzel v'neged Hashem. The only hope we have here for being successful is to make God's will into our will. And we cannot outsmart or out-discern or out-advise the Ribbono Shel Olam. Reminds me of Yonah who tried to run away and thought that by running away he would escape the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ultimately, Rabos Machshavos B'lev Ish, Atzos Hashem, He Shakum, like King Shlomo told us in a previous parak. And finally, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Sus Muchan Liyom Mechama Vela Hashem Hatushua. Even though an army prepares a horse for the day of battle, nevertheless, salvation is to God. And today they don't prepare horses, they prepare chariots. Not today, just joking. They used to prepare chariots and horses. Today it's tanks and airplanes and warships. But the idea is the same. Sus Muchan Liyom Mechama. Yes, We prepare horses for the day of battle, v'la Hashem ha'teshua, but ultimately salvation and deliverance, victory lies in the hands of God. This reminds me, and I'm sure you, very much of the pasuk from Tehillim, Parak Chaf, l'matzeches bar David, anecha Hashem b'yam tzar, yisagech Hashem alekav. Anyway, Parak Chaf, pasuk Ches, what does the pasuk famously say? King David, the father of King Shlomo, tells us a very similar idea. And that is here, he says, a horse is prepared for the day of battle, but to God is salvation. What is David HaMelech tells in Kapitel Chaf of Tehillim Pasuk Ches? Eile barecha ve'eile basusi ve'nachnu b'shem Hashem alokeinu nazkir. They go out to battle with chariots and horses, but we trust and we mention and we remember the name of God. Heim akaru v'nefalu, and they who go out with horses and chariots and put their trust in horses and chariots will fall down. They will stumble. They will trip. They will be lowered down. Ve'nachnu kamnu v'nisodar. But us who trust in the name of God, we will arise and we will be upright. Hashem Oshia, may the Lord save us. Hamelch Anenu v'yam Kareinu, the King should answer us on the day we call it. Those are the last three psukim of Perek Chaf of Tehillim. That is what this pasuk from Mishlei reminded me of. I want to talk for a few minutes about these two psukim, pasuk Tes, pasuk Yud Tes, and tie it into pasuk Chaf Gimel as well. Pasuk Tes told us, we already did it, but we're going to review it now. Tov la Sheves al Pinas Gog. It is better to live in a secluded corner of a roof, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it lacks protection, even if it's not where you would ideally like to live, than to reside with a woman of strife in a comfortable house. Pasuk Yitas, Tov Shavas Be'eretz Midbar. It is better, says King Shlomo, to dwell in a barren wilderness. Me'eshes Midiyanim V'Kaas. Better to go live in a barren wilderness, forget the corner of the roof, and to live with a woman of strife and anger. And I also want to tie it into Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Shomer Piv Ulashono, Shomer Mitzaras Nafsho. He who guards his mouth and his tongue guards the affliction of his soul. So this reminded me, and I think Shlomo HaMelech is telling us here, he's not only talking to a man about his wife. He's not only saying to a man, instead of living with a wife of strife and anger, you should live in the corner of a roof, or you should live in the corner of a roof, or you should live in the wilderness. I think that he's telling all of us that it is better to dwell in isolation than to live with elements or with people around us who bring us down, whether it's strife and anger, whether it's lashon hara, whether it is ideas and ideals that are anti-Torah. A person has to know it's better to be himself with the Ribbono Shel Olam than to be in the company of others who are not positive influences, who stir the pot, whether it is in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, or whether they turn us away from Bein Adam L'Makom. A person has to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be the best Eved Hashem we can be, and that involves putting ourselves into a positive environment, even if that environment sometimes might be lonely. We have to have courage to step away from elements in society, the society at large in which we live, which tried to pull us down. And maybe that's what King Shlomo means. He's not only talking to the husband. He's saying, you know, better to be in the corner of the roof, better to be in isolation, better to be the minority. Rav Yehuda Amital used to say to be, Rabbi Shlomo Riskin, just joking. Rabbi Shlomo Riskin said, to be in the company of God is to be with the majority of one. Rabbi Shlomo Riskin, to be in the company of God is to be with the majority of one. And maybe that's what Shlomo HaMelech says. If you're in the corner of the roof, but you're in the company with God, you're with the majority of one. And if you're in the barren desert, but you're in the company of God, you're in the majority of one. Reminded me of a story of the Chafetz Chaim, and that's why I also tied it into Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Shomer Piv Ulashono, Shomer Ritzaris Nafsho. This story ties up also the idea of running away, being by yourself to avoid evils, and also, that's Pesukim Tes and Yud Tes, and also the idea of watching your tongue and your mouth. I'm quoting from the Sefer of the Chafetz Chaim by Rabbi M.M. Yashar, the Sefer of the biography, I should say, of the Chafetz Chaim by Rabbi M.M. Yashar. In an instant when he was traveling to sell his books, he arrived in the town of Yedvabne in the Lomza province, where he spent Shabbos at the home of Rab Feivel, the local Shoicher. As he was about to wash his hands for the third Shabbos meal, Suda Shlishis, the Chavetz Chaim suddenly heard the Shoichet talking to his wife. Well, what do you think of the nerve of Yassel the butcher? Someday he's going to fall right into the trap of his own lies. He absolutely assured so-and-so that the animal he slaughtered for him a little while ago was glatt kosher, without any questions or doubts that had to be resolved. Anyway, the point is, whatever happened between Reb Feivel and Yassel the butcher, the Chavetz Chaim had just overheard Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim never washed his hands for the Suda Shlishis in that home. Without a moment's hesitation, he fled from the house. When Reb Feivel realized his guest was gone, he quickly went looking for him, and he found him sitting at the table of an acquaintance, having the Suda Shlishis meal there. In perplexity, Reb Feivel asked the visitor why he had gone to a new host. The Chafetz Chaim replied by explaining that to his regret, he could not remain in the home. "Look," he said to Reb Feivel, "if you had a complaint against this butcher, it concerns our religious laws on what is forbidden, what is permitted. You have the ability to summon him to your local rabbi and have it out with him, or you can rebuke him privately between the two of you. But this is not something you tell your wife. That is evil gossip, Lashon Hara. Here I am traveling about to sell a volume on the subject of how to beware of Lashon Hara. How can I allow myself hospitality in a house where sins of this kind are being committed?" And so I felt it necessary to flee the house. That's what the advice of Shlomo HaMelech reminds me of when I read it, the story of the Chafetz Chaim. It is sometimes better to flee to the corner of a roof than to sit in the company of liars. It is sometimes better to flee to a barren desert than to sit in the company of those who stir strife. And this is a beautiful example of this idea that the Chafetz Chaim did. If I have to run away, I'm going to run away. I don't care where I am, but I'm not washing in this house because I just heard Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara leads to Mechlokas. Lashon Hara, the Gemara in Erechin tells us, kills three. Lashon Hara, his sins go all the way up to Shemayim, and therefore the Chafetz Chaim ran away. And that's why I'm stressing that I think Shalom HaMelech is not only teaching us a lesson in Shalom Bayis, which he certainly is, but he's also teaching us, all of us, a lesson that a person has to have great courage to stay away from the company of those who do not live by Torah ideals and the company of those who bring us down, and certainly the elements in society at large that bring us down. A Jew has to be able to willing to live on the proverbial corner of the roof or in the midbar if it means saving his soul from elements in society at large that are so contrary to Torah that will ultimately, God forbid, lead to spiritual desolation and destruction. And because Shomer Pivu Roshono, Shomer Mitzaras Nafsho, again, the story of the Chafetz Chaim also reminds us that one who guards his lips and his tongue, or his tongue and his lips, is guarding from the affliction of the soul. We will continue our learning tomorrow, Be'ezor Hashem. I wish you all a wonderful day. Kol Tov, and thank you so much to all for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zeicher Nishmat, Rose Forman, Rachel Rachel Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.